Welcome to your January 9th edition of CNN Student News. I'm Carl Azus. In less than a month, the 22nd Winter Olympic Games will kick off in Sochi, Russia. The opening ceremony is Friday, February 7th. Here's a by-the-numbers look at what's ahead. 6,000 athletes competing, the best and the best in winter sports from 85 countries worldwide. The Olympics will run 17 days in the resort city. They'll include 1,650 Paralympians, and they'll be traveling to Sochi from 45 countries. Total number of events, 89. Some of them will take place near Sochi's coast, others in the mountains overlooking the city. These could be the most expensive winter games ever. Russia's spending at least $50 billion on things like roads, railways, stadiums, ski jumps, and security. Russia says these will be the most secure Olympics ever. 25,000 police officers, 8,000 additional security officers. The country's confident in Olympic safety, and that's despite recent terrorist bombings in another Russian city. And these could be the warmest games ever. Sochi's average temperature in February, 47 degrees Fahrenheit. It's colder than that in Vail, Colorado, one of America's largest ski resorts. It has some of the best skiing in the U.S. In Vail's backcountry, away from the mountain itself, the terrain is only for the most experienced skiers and snowboarders. There isn't avalanche control here. And two skiers and two snowboarders got caught in a sudden slide of snow Tuesday. Three of them were temporarily trapped. The fourth person, the grandson of one of Vail's co-founders, was killed. Officials believe the avalanche was caused by the skiers and snowboarders. Conditions might have been ripe for one.
What we've been seeing over the last, say, 10 days or so is just a general increase in the size of the avalanches in the backcountry.
Why is that?
Well, we have some very weak snow near the ground that formed early in the season, and we've been getting kind of consistent snowfall, so the slab over it is starting to get thicker and larger.
Skier Davis LeMaire recently rescued his brother from an avalanche in this same area. Clearly shows you how quick and dangerous these events can be.